I guess let's talk about your story with 4-H first, Sarah. You grew up in 4-H. You now get to work with 4-H'ers in your career. Why and how has 4-H been such a big part of your life?
I did grow up in 4-H. I was a 4-H'er from 8 to 18. So the entire time I was able to be, and then I went on and was a state ambassador until the age of 22. And then I went on as a 4-H volunteer until they had the opportunity to apply for my current position as a 4-H extension agent. I really think that the reason I really have enjoyed 4-H is how transformative it is, because I've been able to see firsthand through my own experience and then working through as being the leader with these youth and seeing these younger 4-H'ers go from being really shy to being really outgoing, then to go be state ambassadors themselves and to go on to their professional careers as well. So really, it's just fantastic to see the growth this program gives its participants.
So what sort of 4-H events were you involved with during your career, and how did those events and projects help you to lead to your current role as an extension agent?
Yeah, so I was actually enrolled in, I think, like 37 different projects, and I did almost every single contest. So it's kind of a combination of all of those. Definitely the public speaking, such as the communication arts with speech and demonstration, as well as the Project Expo contests, really gave me a good basis for my public speaking abilities. And then especially sitting down, you know, at the fair, you do those one-on-one interviews with the judges for all of your exhibits. That really gave me especially a foundation for doing job interviews or scholarship interviews or those interviews in college that you have to do to be a part of like organizations. And that's how it helps other kids as well.
And so, Sarah, this week we get to celebrate all things 4-H during National 4-H Week. A lot of it is just centered around bringing awareness to the 4-H program, correct?
Yes, definitely. So it is a social media campaign for the most part. And so it is focused on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And so they're wanting a lot of alumni to share their pride in 4-H and share their 4-H stories. And they can do like hashtag 4-H grown and hashtag inspire kids to do. And so some of the things they're doing is today it's wear green for 4-H day. Tuesday, October 8th, to show your 4-H pride by wearing green for 4-H. And then Tractor Supply also does a clover campaign during 4-H week. And it's just a fantastic opportunity to share pictures or stories or throwback Thursdays of everything that you did in 4-H or if your kids are involved in 4-H online.
Well, and I think this year's theme, Inspire Kids to Do, is really relevant to everything that 4-H means to the youth that are involved, as well as the volunteers, leaders, you name it. And so with this year's theme, how are we bringing that? How are we tying this all in?
Absolutely. So this year's theme is really wanting to get kids out into the community. So it's inspiring kids to do through service learning. So you're growing those true leaders in 4-H by having them have the opportunity to get out, maybe rake some leaves for some of their neighbors who can't get out of the house, or go volunteer at a food pantry or go pick up trash. Just really get them to go out and realize that they are leaders in their communities as well.
And so, Sarah, I know you're a big proponent or advocate for getting youth involved with the 4-H program. So just give me all the details about how youth can get involved.
Absolutely. So all across North Dakota and Minnesota, 4-H is run through the Cooperative Extension System, so NDCU Extension, of course, here in North Dakota, and they can reach out to their local county office and just get in contact there and give them a call and say, hey, I'd like to get my kids involved in 4-H, and somebody in that office will get you pointed in the right direction. In Cass County, that person is me. So if you give me a call here in Cass County, I'll go ahead and get your kids signed up in 4-H and then go through, set up a club, pick out a project area to start off with, and really just get involved with 4-H right away.
And while 4-H has its strong ties to agriculture, there really is something for everybody and a real learning opportunity for youth to learn more about agriculture with 4-H, right?
Absolutely. So it does have its roots founded in an agriculture science program. However, now there's robotics, there's computer coding, there are those communication arts and public speaking contests. There's also baking and sewing and woodworking and welding and geotechnology and horticulture. So it's not just a rural kid program anymore. It definitely has something for everybody and multiple things for everybody.